Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. Tongue always in cheek. For our new friends in Portland, I really think that we are the most scintillating hour in finance radio. Let me explain the rationale for this. The people in Seattle know this. It's sort of like being the king of a one-man kingdom. You know, there's not a lot of finance radio, so I don't want you guys to think that I actually think that this is the biggest deal on radio or anything. I'm just kind of stating a fact. You know, if we're in a one-man arena, we're automatically the champ, right? So, hey, it's not one man, but yeah, pretty darn close. Anyway, got a great 2021. We survived 2020. Congrats. Got to tell you, I don't have a lot of, I shouldn't even say that. It can't get worse than the other day happened. Anyway, you know what? As always, guys, we air this show on a lot of political shows. I'm not going to get political. Not getting political has gotten me hate mail from people on both sides of the aisle. And quite honestly, I take that as a badge of honor. It is not because I'm not political. It is because this game is hard enough. And if you inject your political beliefs into the stock market, which a lot of people do, best of luck to you. Okay. It just, in my opinion, it just clouds the issue. So anyway, great show plan for you today. It's going to be a little bit of a rambler. We're going to do a section on Bitcoin. I'm not going to pump it. I'm not going to dump it. I want everybody to understand Bitcoin's going ballistic. Hit 41,000 today. We, as many of you know, we made a small hedging bet. I think it's like 1.5% or something like that of our average client's portfolio, and that was about a month and a half ago. It's already up 120% or something like that. It's ripping. So we're going to do a section on Bitcoin. Cause I want people to really understand what it is. I want people to understand the value, potential dangers. We're also going to do a kind of a new section today. We're going to have story time. Darren, remember story time? I miss story time. Darren's nodding agreeably here. Also for the people in Portland, if you hear me talking to Darren, he is the fearless millennial. And the reason I say fearless is because he is a millennial with a child and he owns a home. So he's living outside the box. You know what I mean? He's not adhering to the prototypical definition of what a millennial. So he's the guy that keeps this show on the rails. It's certainly not me. But anyway, great show. We're going to do the story section. The reason I asked him, I miss story section. I wish we could have a story time in the, you know, like maybe from like 10:30 to 11 Pacific Standard Time, they shut the market for story time. Get a little nap, grab your blanket, hit the floor. Back in the day, I remember that. Anyway, so going to do a little story telling time. And it's a story around our Tesla discussion. And I think it's a great one. And then, you know, obviously we've got to hit off the market update. We're also going to talk about bonds. bear with me. The people in Seattle have been listening to me rail on bonds for 5 years now. But the people in Portland haven't. So I've got a new captive audience here and it's important. It's really important because here's the other thing. I know people, we've got clients that have been listening to the show for 3 or 4 years before they actually called. And whether you're a client of ours or whether you're going to call us, these are things I want you to know. My goal is whether you call us or not, hopefully this show makes you a more informed, better investor. Even if you're managing your own money, it's not all about, we don't do an infomercial on purpose. I couldn't stomach another infomercial. And part of the reason was whenever I got into the car on weekends and turned on AM radio, I was like, you know, you're hoping for a replay of Rush or MedVet or Lars or Dory or whatever the case may be. And then you hear some schmuck on there reading off a script and it's no good. So we took a gamble and said, hey, we want the marketing exposure, right? We want people to know, you know, what we do and who we are. But at the same time, we want it to be a show that you can listen to and enjoy and learn from, even if you're not, you know, calling us and having us manage your money. So now that all that being said, I think we've caught our Portland folks up to date a little bit. And let's get into the market update. So first of all, now I don't want to blow it here because we're going to do a segment on this, a segment dedicated to it. And like I was explaining to our listeners on KTTH before Portland and Cairo joined us, I'm not bashing this. It's just fascinating, and I want to focus on it because we're living history, and that is Tesla. We have never seen a stock do what this stock has done. A stock this big going on a parabolic run like this, so detached from the underlying fundamentals. It's fascinating. And caveat, guys, I am not sitting here telling you, you couldn't pay me enough to buy the stock here. It's ridiculous. That being said, I said that, you know, $600 billion of market cap ago. I said it $700 billion of market cap. When we get something wrong on here, I'll be the first to admit it. I still wouldn't touch the thing with a 10-foot pole. It's ridiculous, but it's fascinating. In the last 2 days, listen to this. Today, Tesla's up another 5.2%. It was up about 9-10% yesterday, including after hours. Here's what's fascinating about that. It's now at an $800 billion market cap. Okay, meaning that the market is valuing the company at $812 billion, making it the fifth largest company in the United States. Now, in the last 2 days, like I said, the stock is up about 15-16%, including after hours. No, that's not right. About 13%. And here's what's amazing about that. They do about, what is it, $26, $27 billion in revenue. So in the last two sessions, the value of Tesla has gone up about six times its annual revenue. Think about that. In the last 2 days, the stock is appreciated by the equivalent of six times their annual revenue. Now notice, I didn't say profit. I said revenue. Why didn't I say profit? Because Tesla's never turned an operational profit. The only profit that they've ever had is due to government subsidies for buying electric vehicles. If you took the subsidies away, they have never been profitable. Here's what's more interesting. Elon Musk is now the richest person in the world with a net worth well over $200 billion. He's passed up Jeff Bezos. Again, Elon Musk's net worth is now larger than all of the revenue the companies he has founded has ever made, ever. Okay, not profit. His net worth is now larger than the revenues of all the companies he has ever started. Okay, PayPal, SpaceX, Tesla. It's remarkable. Look, I'm going to stop talking about Tesla right here because that's going to be our story time segment, because I was going through some stuff last night and I thought, you know what? There really is only one comp for this thing in history. And we're going to hit that up in story time. So the other one, interesting, gold continues to bounce around in this range. It got hammered out of nowhere today, down 3.8% almost. I think what you're seeing, guys, with gold, you would expect gold to react very differently. Don't get short-sighted with gold. I think gold is going to be a huge winner over the next 10 years. And the reason why is the government is printing, like, you know, they're spending money like an aircraft carrier full of drunken sailors. And that will have an impact on the gold. It will. It'll take time. I think what you see happening with gold right now is a lot of people selling gold to buy Bitcoin, which, funny enough, is actually the inverse of what we're doing. So, I'm not when I say that, I am not guaranteed, I am not at 100% sure at all that we're on the right side of it. I just, we'll get into that during the Bitcoin discussion. Oil continues to rock and roll. Again, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know my thoughts on energy. I got pretty bulled up on oil back around 25, 30 bucks a barrel. We're at $52 today. And oil really, to me, seems like a really simple fundamental story. It's going to be volatile. It's going to be a bumpy ride. But if you're out there not investing in oil stocks because of Jim Cramer or anybody else that's telling you, oh, you can't touch these things. Look, in my opinion, this is one of these scenarios, and I'm not making an investment recommendation. Notice I'm not mentioning a stock. I am just telling you that oil, to me, is a classic value setup, meaning whatever you think about a Green New Deal or funds or you know, whatever, divesting of their oil holdings, the world can't live without it, guys. It can't. And the world can't afford to go to green energy. So I just think that this is a great long-term opportunity to add to or increase your exposure to energy, whether that be nat gas, oil. The fundamental story is really strong. Consumption for oil is going to go drastically up this year, especially after the economy comes off lockdown. People are going to travel. They're going to go places. They're going to do things. There's going to be a lot of money burning holes in their pockets. And when they do, that's the vast majority of that supply of oil. It is offline. You shut shale down. Now you get it high enough, shale could come back online, but there's just again, people are really overestimating how fast they can bring that supply back to market. Like I said, the world's the demand for oil isn't going anywhere and any time in the near future, regardless of what you hear people say. And, you know, we've got oil positions that are up 40, 50, 60, 70% all the while. Guys like Jim Cramer, oh, you can't touch these things. You can't. He also said you couldn't touch things like Bed Bath and Beyond. We were buying that at $4.60, and then he recommended it as a buy at 20. So, you know, just be careful when you're listening to all these different guys, even me, right? Everybody can be wrong. So anyway, we got to take a quick break. As always, you can call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at kyrradio.com. And also, the new one for the folks in Portland, but we've got another virtual road show coming up Thursday, January 28th at 3 p.m. Go to our website, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You can sign up. It's 30 minutes long. We lay out our entire risk management process, showing people how we protect your portfolio while still benefiting from the upside and how everything that we do here has a layer of protection built into it, which is why our clients were down low single digits in the month of March earlier this year when the market just took a dive, and why they ended up with a really nice solid gain over the course of the year. So that's how we do it. Risk management all the way. You're not going to want to miss it. It's free. You log on, 30 minutes. We lay the whole thing out for you. We'll be joined by Dory, who's a good buddy of Lars, who's actually how we got hooked up with Lars down there in the Portland market. And anyway, you're not going to want to miss it. It's free. Again, Thursday, January 28th at 3 p.m. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast on Know Your Risk Radio.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, January 28th, right after my show. Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
Oh, I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, January 28th, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, so story time. And if you'd like, go grab your blanket, little pillow, lay down on the ground. We're going back to kindergarten, right? We're having story time. Anyway, I was sitting there. I was sitting there yesterday, just watching these moves, watching Tesla, just amazed. And again, not sour grapes, guys. Do I wish we would? Well, of course. The thing's gone ballistic. Why it's gone ballistic? It's just hopes and dreams. There's nothing there fundamentally. It is the biggest bubble I've personally ever seen in a single stock. And to be clear, I think the whole market is in a bubble. I think there are segments that aren't. I think there are parts that are cheap. Those are not the things anybody's interested in, though. And for those of you joining us in Portland, I think it's important to reiterate what we mean when we say bubble. I don't mean that I think this market is going to collapse in 3 months. As a matter of fact, I don't think it will. And the reason why I don't think it will is because this isn't a market driven by fundamentals. This is a market driven by printed money. And one of the things that I have learned over doing this is rather than worrying about where a stock is going to go or where a market is going to go, try to identify the drivers or the catalysts for why it is moving one way or the other, and then wait for those catalysts or those drivers to change. And the reason why I don't think you're going to see an impending blow up at some point in the next 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or even longer is because the catalyst for this whole market, the drivers of this market, they're still very much in play. As a matter of fact, they're going full guns. And more so than they have at any point over this entire cycle, over the last 13 years. And that is that the Federal Reserve's balance sheet is still going up. And for those of you in Portland, what I mean by that, when we're talking about the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, the Federal Reserve can print money out of thin air. They can create money. Now, there's some consternation and debate about whether they can create money because technically they're creating something called banking reserves. But and I don't want to get into that because the people that go, it's not money, they've got a very valid point. It's bank reserves. But for the sake of argument and ease of understanding, we're going to call it money. And they have the sole ability, not the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve, to print currency, to create it out of thin air. Then they take this currency and they buy U.S. government bonds from the banks like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, you name it, right? The prime dealers. And then now that process right there is called quantitative easing. Then the Fed took it a step further earlier this year and, in my opinion, violated the Federal Reserve Act, which was the act that acts as rules and governance for the Federal Reserve, telling them what they can and cannot do. And in the Federal Reserve Act, it clearly states that the Federal Reserve is not permitted to purchase securities that are not any securities that are not issued from the U.S. government, meaning U.S. government bonds or U.S. government sponsored entities like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Well, the Federal Reserve basically threw that rule aside, put $2.5 trillion in a special purpose vehicle earlier this year in March and started buying up corporate debt. Now, they didn't buy up a ton, but the threat of them buying up a debt was enough. You have companies going bankrupt left and right, and corporate bond markets go to all-time highs right in the midst of it all. And the reason for that was because the Fed started buying them. And everybody went, well, if the Fed's going to buy it, get in there and buy it before they do, because they're going to push the price up. Okay, so I want everybody to understand that when you're looking at this market, I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not saying the whole thing's going to fall apart tomorrow. I just said I don't think it will. But you need to understand that you're not looking at a market that is telling you what it has told you in the past. For instance, if we wanted to check in to see how the economy was doing, one of the things we've learned our entire lives is to look at the stock market. And people tell us, hey, the stock market isn't the economy, which is true. But it also isn't telling us what it's told us about the economy in the past. It's just not. The stock market is a reflection of printing. And I think Tesla is the greatest recipient of this. And I think that Tesla could only work in this environment for a whole host of reasons. But if you're sitting there contemplating a bet on Tesla, I want you to hear this story. Back in the early 1700s, and I was reminded of this story last night just because, again, I'm not trying to beat on them. I just want everybody for posterity's sake to sit back and just look at Tesla. A, because it's incredible what we're seeing. B, mark my words, this will be a generational teaching lesson teaching moment for a lot of people. Okay, it just will. Now, before it becomes a teaching moment, I wouldn't be surprised to see the stock double from here. People are like, oh, that's crazy. Guys, it's already crazy. It's the fifth largest company in the world. It's never turned a profit. It does $27 billion in revenue. News came out the other day that the new Volkswagen electric vehicle has already overtaken Tesla as the number one selling electric vehicle in Norway. And that's significant because Norway is probably one of the most robust, as at per capita, one of the most robust electric vehicle markets because the government has really pushed electric vehicles there. Volkswagen's already taken over Tesla's for the top spot. And the thesis behind Tesla, believe it or not, these people think, the Tesla longs, think that Tesla's going to take over the entire auto market, that they're going to drive all the other auto manufacturers. It's ridiculous. And then you see a day like yesterday where it comes out that Tesla has taken over the top spot in Norway, that Tesla's been knocked out of the top spot in Norway by Volkswagen. And on that same day, the stock was up 8%. Literally, while the investment thesis is evaporating right in front of them, stock just goes up. And the reason why is it's just a mania stock. And there is one similar comparison in the past, and it comes from the early 1700s. And it's a story that is famous for its own merit, but also famous because it tripped up an incredibly bright and famous mind. In the early 1700s, they were really opening up trade internationally. I mean, we've always had international trade, but they were really opening up trade to the Southern Sea area. So, you know, places down there in the Bahamas, places down there in Africa. And it's this international trade story. And a company called the South Sea Company was the one that had exclusive rights on these shipping lanes and these trading lanes. And if I'm butchering the story a little bit, forgive me, but go read about it. It's a fascinating read. And it became the Tesla of its day. The stock just went up and up and up. And it was the only thing that anybody had to own. It was the only thing that people were investing in. And everybody was getting in on it. And a famous person also made an investment. And I believe quickly doubled his money, something like that. And it was Sir Isaac Newton, right? The guy that physics and science, and we all know who Sir Isaac Newton is. And then he pulled out because he thought it was getting too crazy. And then he proceeded to watch it double again. And then he just went, man, I pulled out too early. I got to get back in. And he got wiped out, got back in. And then got wiped out. And that's where the famous quote from Sir Isaac Newton said that I can track or I can chart the movement of celestial bodies, but I cannot understand the madness of men. And this was after he'd been wiped out, financially ruined, just got smoked. And that to me, I read that and it really is to me the only parallel, not the valuation. There's stocks out there that are more expensive. There's stocks out there that are, believe it or not, more crazy, that have more crazy valuations and even less substance than Tesla. The fascinating thing about Tesla is how big it is, right? It's now the fifth largest company in the world, and it's not anywhere close to being a top 20 company in terms of revenue. It isn't close to being a top 500 company in terms of profit. It's never created a dime profit. And now we got to go. I'm running up against a break. We're going to continue this conversation when I come back, because I'm not done talking about it, because it's fascinating. But I want to remind everybody, if you see these kinds of stocks, if you see this market going out of control, if there's things that I'm saying that resonate, call us. 866-779-RISK. Don't be the person that buys insurance after the fire. You can drastically reduce the cost of your portfolio, drastically reduce the risk, and increase your upside potential. It is possible. Call us, 866-779-RISK, or sign up for our free webinar, our roadshow, our virtual roadshow on Thursday, January 28th at 3 p.m. We're going to be joined by Dory Monson, good friend of Lars Larson. That's how we got hooked up with Lars in the Portland market. Go to our website, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Sign up for the webinar. It's free, 30 minutes. We lay out our entire process, our bond replacement strategy, our hedge stock portfolios, you name it. Lay it all out. You'll get the whole spiel. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast on Know Your Risk Radio.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, January 28th, right after my show. Zach, now's the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, January 28th. I'll be there too, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Burr Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
As you're planning and prioritizing things to accomplish this year, let me suggest something that should be way up on your list. Looking into long-term care coverage. Hey, it's Dory Monson. Like I did, you probably have a lot of questions. Well, a great way to get answers is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar next Saturday at 9 a.m. You will learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then, when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design your custom plan with you, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay us back if we never use it. Having long-term care coverage gives such great peace of mind. I love how much time they spent with us. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors, so make it a priority in 2021. Sign up today for the free live webinar next Saturday morning at 9. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. All right, let's get back into it. So again, Tesla. And I want to reiterate, if you bought Tesla stock in your long, congratulations, good job. Wish I'd have done it too. Okay, again, this isn't sour grapes. I just want people to, when this whole thing comes down, I want people to not be shocked. Okay. Now, again, you just heard me say, I'm not predicting that in the next 3 months. I don't think that'll happen. I think it's going to be a much bumpier ride than people think, but I actually think that it's entirely possible this market could double from here. There are no constraints, right? One of the things I was telling our clients, and guys, this is why our risk, and I'm not trying to plug what we do, but this is why we take the posture that we do, which is it's all about risk management. You're in a crazy market. It's been crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's not tied to economic reality. So when I'm in a market like that, people are like, well, I'm going to short it. Why would you short this market? Why would you short Tesla? Well, because it's overpriced. But it's been overpriced, right? It's been that way. You don't want to get in front of a moving train. I had a client that got all ticked off at me because I didn't give him information quick enough. He wanted short Tesla. And I just said to him, I go, listen, if you want to short Tesla, do it on your own. And this was like 3 months ago, 4 months ago, something like that. And he goes, well, it's overpriced. I heard you say, and I go, yes, it's overpriced, but it's probably going to get a lot more overpriced. And the reason I say that, guys, is because when you're disconnected from reality, you know, what's the difference between insane and really insane? You know, it's just subjective. You're looking at the most expensive stock market in U.S. history, and the thing just keeps motoring higher. People are like, well, that's because things are getting better. Well, no, the market is significantly above where it was at the end of 2019 when you had record low unemployment and close to 3% GDP growth. We're nowhere close to that. And you're going to hear people tripping over themselves on network media to try to justify this because nobody ever wants to stand up and say, I got it wrong. The other thing is there's this weird thing in the market where everybody's afraid to call something out or say something's overpriced. And the reason they're afraid to say it's overpriced is because they could be wrong. Right. And that is why, as much as I have dogged on Tesla, I have never once shorted it. And that's why, because if something is detached from reality, why would you short it? Does that make, I hope that makes sense to people. I hope that resonates. Because if you short something, you're shorting it, you're selling it, you're betting that it's going to go down, and you're betting that it's going to go down for fundamental reasons. Yet at the same time, you're acknowledging that the fundamentals aren't in play. Here's the other side of it. When you short a stock, if you just sell a stock short, the most you can make is 100%. Well, if you short Tesla at $800 a share, or whether you short it at $400 a share, your potential upside is the same. 100%. So when we're going to short stocks, there's a really smart short seller that's got an incredible track record, a guy named Mark Cahotas. And as a matter of fact, I probably need to get him on the show at some point. Anyway, very smart short seller. Great track record. And he has a saying, which is, you know, don't try to wrestle a cheetah out of a tree. Wait till it comes down and then shoot it in the back. And what he means by that is, you don't have to get it perfect. You don't want to try to top tick a stock and short it like Tesla. Wait till it starts popping and then short it. And I'm just telling you, from friends and other guys in the business, I have seen people absolutely wrecked trying to short this thing. And the market as a whole too. And that's why it gets back to risk management. In every market, but especially a market like this that is so detached from reality. And people are like, well, why don't you be disciplined? And I've had clients ask me that. Why don't we just sell everything and sit on the sidelines? Once again, because economics aren't what's driving it. Printing is. Mechanical mechanisms, people, right? Creating money out of thin air is what's driving this. And that isn't going to stop anytime soon. And as much as I find that to be deplorable, I don't make the rules of the game. We just play them. So what do you do in a market like this? You build portfolios that benefit from rising markets, that are competitive with market returns, but have defense built into them. So when the music stops, you have a chair. People go, well, that's, you know, it sounds too good to be true. You can't. Yes, you can. It's just called portfolio construction. Now, I will admit to you that the challenge with that approach, right? The safety net part of it is pretty easy. Limiting a client's downside, a portfolio's downside, it's pretty easy. It really is. Just trust me on that. If somebody said, I want a portfolio that can't lose more than 7.5%, I could put something together like that in 15 minutes. The trick is having a portfolio that's got protection like that and still growing, right? Getting the good growth. That's the tough part. And that's why I think that our process is so valuable and people need to, you know, learn from it and realize that you don't have, especially in a, and just keep this in mind. Again, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I mean, it will eventually, but I'm not saying it's imminent at all. That's another lesson my grandfather taught me. Just because something is inevitable does not mean it's imminent. This market collapse is inevitable. It does not mean it's imminent. This could go on for years. Again, because it's just printed money. They keep printing money, pouring it into the system. The money has to go somewhere. Stocks will continue to go up. You don't short bubbles. You wait for them to pop and then you short them. And I'm not suggesting shorting. I'm warning you about shorting, actually. Don't get cute and think, I've discovered, I listened to Zach talk about how overpriced Tesla is. I look at it, it doesn't make any sense. I'm putting a short on. Don't do it. Now that I said don't short it, it's probably going to fall by 40% over the next 2 weeks. But anyway, no, just like I said, guys, it all goes back to risk management. Why? Because these valuations are nuts. It's why Warren Buffett's sitting on $120 billion cash. Plain and simple. And he's got a pretty good track record, right? Now, to be fair, to the naysayers out there beating up Buffett, he's been sitting on that cash for years. I've been saying this market's overvalued for years. It has been. But even though that's the beautiful thing about our risk management model. You don't have to make these all in one, or, you know, let's build you a portfolio that will continue to benefit. You know, that was up double digits last year. It was only down low single digits when the market collapsed. But like I said, you don't have to be in Tesla or out of it to appreciate the story. You're watching history unfold right between your right before your eyes. There's just, like I said, the only thing comparable that I could find and that I know of is the South Sea Bubbles in the 1700s. Saw a guy the other day post his account value, put a picture of his account value up. His account, he's a software engineer, and his investment account is now at $12 million because he put all of his money in Tesla in 2013, and he's retiring from his job. It's history never repeats itself, but it often rhymes. The way that this market rhymes with the tech bubble, the late 90s, is remarkable. Like I said, I think this one can last longer because of that artificial driver that is printed money and artificially low interest rates and stimulus and all this other kind of stuff. But it's a wild one. And the tough thing about it is fundamentally you need to understand as investors, one of my favorite lines is we're tap dancing on a trapdoor, right? You just need to know that. And so what do we have to have? Again, I go back to it and I'm beating the drums, but you got to be able to benefit from the rising markets and have a chair when the music stops. Other than that, you know, if you're looking for a stock recommendation, I don't like doing that because I don't know what your individual situation is. But I'll just flat out say that. I'll give you a stock recommendation. I'll break my tradition here. Don't buy it. Don't touch it. I don't care if it doubles from here. I don't care if it goes to $2 trillion in market cap. I'm just telling you, when it blows, it's going to blow and it's going to blow big. And you're like, oh, Musk is a genius. Not saying he's not. I think he's much more fraudulent. Not fraudulent. That's probably the wrong word. I mean, I do think there are elements of fraud. I think that there are accounting regularities with Tesla. There are accounting discrepancies that make no sense. I've talked to some of the brightest minds in the investment game. Incredible researchers, guys that are very experienced and very talented, breaking down balance sheets, forensic accountants. All of them have looked at me and just said, this makes no sense. There's funny business going on in the accounting. But my whole thing is it doesn't need to be fraudulent. There's no tether to reality on this thing. And if you listen to the bulls, they're going to get you. Just guys, this is where you got to be disciplined, and you got it. You cannot let fear of missing out or FOMO grab you. There's plenty of other great things in the market. There's plenty of other places to go where you're not going to get smoked. You own Tesla long enough, you're going to get smoked. And if I end up being wrong on that, I'll eat it. I'm just saying, look other places. You know, Tesla's up 6% today. So is Goodyear Tire. I'm not saying that they're the equivalent. I'm just saying that you don't need to, you know, everybody's like, Tesla's up 700%. Well, our Bed Bath & Beyond was up 650% at one point. You can get these gains from other places. And quite honestly, I think that it's more likely for you to get those gains from other places, especially now. And like I said, does that mean you can't trade it? Does that mean it can't double for me? No. I mean, it can do whatever you want. You're detached from reality. And that's just what it is. And we'll get reattached at some point. You know, Buffett's old line is the stock market, in the short term, the stock market is a voting machine. In the long term, it's a weighing machine. And what he means by that, and pardon the people in Seattle, I know you've heard me talk about this many times, but what Buffett means by that is that a common misconception investors make is they look at the price of a stock and they go, that's what the company's worth. No, that is the perceived value of the company. And more accurately, that's just the price of the last trade. Over time, the market properly values things, right? There's what we call price discovery. And what makes this market so tricky is that quantitative easing and money printing and all these things, they cloud price discovery. They retard it because they make stocks start moving for things other than economic underpinnings and economic reality. You get in these environments, you need to be really careful. And if you don't know that, I just, Godspeed and good luck. It is just remarkable. I'm watching it up another 6% today. It's just mind boggling. And guys, just to get back on the fundamental side, I don't want to beat this dead horse, but again, you got a company that's worth $820 billion at the current price. It's up 6% today. Okay. That's about $50 billion in market cap. This company does $28 billion in revenue a year. So today, their stock is up almost two times their annual revenue, and they make no operational profit. Think about that. So if you're a Tesla long out there and you think it's just think about that. How is that possible? Because we're going to Mars, babe. No, no, you're not. And again, I'm not trying to beat up Tesla. I wish I'd have bought it. Yeah, you know, I've got no problem saying I was wrong. I've got no problem saying I wished I'd have bought it. I did. And if you sell it based on what I'm saying, get prepared for it to rip another 100% right in your face. But are you gambling or are you investing? And those are two very different things. And right now you have a market that has been turned into a casino. Everybody's gambling. And we could talk about the options market. We did a segment a couple of weeks back called The Tail Wagging the Dog, where options are a derivatives of stocks. But because of the Robinhood traders, because of the unbelievable and unprecedented flow of retail money into this market, they're all using options because options make them more money faster. Right? And the option market has exploded, and the option market has actually started driving the stock market. So it's a casino. Everybody's betting. And what do we know? The house always wins. And I will bet you my net worth that the house will win this time again too. Especially if you're one of those people in there betting. So don't be bettors, be investors. And when markets get frothy like this, this is the hardest time to be disciplined. I can't remember who said it. Wait, was it Rockefeller? I think it was either Rockefeller or Rothschilds. And maybe it was JP Morgan. I can't remember who said it, but they said the hardest thing about investing is sitting there and watching your neighbor get rich. And that's, you know, and Sir Isaac Newton wasn't immune to that either. Right. He sold the stock. He doubled his dough and then jumped back in and then got crushed. Right. And why? Because he was sitting there watching his neighbors get rich. And like he said, he can't calculate the madness of men. If he can't, you can't. So if you want to know how we're doing this, if you want to know how we're protecting our clients from what we view as, you know, I think this already is, but I think it's going to get bigger. And I think it'll be the biggest financial bubble in history. It already is the biggest bubble in history in terms of valuations and debt loads and all these other kind of things. I think it's going to go higher. And so what we need to be able to do is we need to be able to benefit from this irrational exuberance and make money and make sure that we have a chair when the music stops. And if that doesn't interest you, I don't know what to tell you. If you think this is all normal and copacetic and you're just going to ride the wave like so many of your financial advisors tell you, first I would tell you if you want to do that, get rid of your financial advisor, keep the exact same funds you have and don't ever touch them. That's what he's doing. Okay, he's not hedging out your risk. He's not managing your risk. Ride it on your own. If you want somebody, if you want a firm that is actually watching over your money every single day and hedging and getting out of the way when they see, you know, stuff falling and, you know, getting out of the way when they see the storm clouds on the horizon. You want to make sure that when this thing finally blows, you're not looking at 50, 60, 70% losses in your portfolio, but you also want to benefit as long as this thing keeps riding. Call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Sign up for the seminar, the Know Your Risk Radio Roadshow webinar, coming up on Thursday, January 28th at 3 p.m. You can sign up for free at bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. That's where we lay out our entire process in 30 minutes. Sit there, have a cup of coffee in the afternoon, listen to it. If you think we're full of it, that's fine. If not, you're going to leave a more informed investor. You're going to realize that we're going to lay out our bond replacement strategy. We're going to show you how how the protection inside of our stock portfolios work. And we're going to show you how our clients ended up with great gains last year. And at March, when the whole world was falling apart, they were down low single digits. We're going to show you how we do that. Okay. No frills, no gimmicks. Just lay it out. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast on Know Your Risk Radio.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, January 28th, right after my show. Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
Oh, I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, January 28th, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement with a firm's license to conduct business. Borough Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. If you're like me, you look forward to this every weekend. I have been working with Zach and his team for several years now because Zach gets it. He puts his clients first. And for me, that's what it's all about. I know retirement planning can seem daunting at times, but my personal experience has taught me having a professional in your corner is essential. And Zach and his team have proven to me and my clients to be a tremendous asset. Not only will he guide you through your options, he will listen to you and make your concerns his top priority. So give Zach and his team a call. You'll be glad you did. And when you're ready, we can show you how to make sure your retirement plans aren't derailed by an extended healthcare event. We have many options to protect your nest egg and your family, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. You can learn more about us and our upcoming events at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, folks. Well, if you've been paying attention to markets, you've probably seen Bitcoin. What was it? A month and a half ago, something like Bitcoin was at 15,000. Today it hit 41,000. So this is a tough one. We've done segments on Bitcoin in the past, and I want people to have a really good understanding of this. Let me come right out and say that I really like Bitcoin. I like what it stands for, what it means. And I think that if Bitcoin was the reserve currency of the world, which I don't think it will ever be, but if it was, I think the world would be a better place. And the reason I say that is because Bitcoin is, in a lot of ways, a real currency, meaning that there are only going to be at full dilution. So Bitcoin, when it was originally programmed, so many Bitcoin came out, and then the way it works is that it is programmed to release more Bitcoin over time. But that number caps out at, I think, 24 million Bitcoin. So there will never be any more than, it's either 24, 26 million Bitcoin, something like that. There will never be more than that. So it's not like the US dollar where they're going to keep printing more, the Chinese yuan or the euro. They can't. That's all there is. And then the other cool thing about Bitcoin is the whole, the ledger. You know, so basically every transaction that takes place in Bitcoin is simultaneously recorded across the entire network. So everybody can see. Right. You don't have dark pools like you do in Wall Street where there's guys out there buying $1 billion chunks of companies and it doesn't show up. You know, we don't know that they own them. You can go through the, you know, and I'm not an expert here. I'm just summarizing. OK, so if there's Bitcoin experts listen to me going, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm getting the broad strokes here. And I understand it thoroughly. I just the particulars. Right. But you don't need to understand the particulars. This is a. You need to understand the idea, the philosophy, the narrative surrounding it. And so in a lot of ways, it's sort of like digital gold, right? There's only so much gold created on Earth. We can mine more of it. You know, we know that we've got gold in reserves, but it's not like the world is making more gold. And the nice thing about it is, unlike gold, you know, if you've got, let's say, your entire net worth, $10 million in Bitcoin, you know, you don't have to transport it, right? It's just in your digital wallet. And you've got it wherever you want to go. So there are real drivers. And the reason why I think the world would be a better place is because it would completely remove central bank manipulation and government manipulation of markets and asset prices and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to sound like all kumbaya-ish, but I think that it would result in less wars. And the reason I say that is because if countries had to live by their real budgets and they couldn't just print away their deficits, they wouldn't fight as many wars. Wars are really expensive, right? Bitcoin is really secure. You can't hack the blockchain per se. Now you can hack into people's accounts. That's been done, or they've hacked into exchanges before. But Bitcoin's got some serious merit. Here's why, and I think go a lot higher. And so the answer that I've given people, and the reason our average clients have a 1.5%, we just sold some yesterday because the 1.5% had already grown up to like 3.5%. So we took some profits, and then we took those profits and used it to buy gold miners. So what we're going to do personally here is we're going to ride the wave. When the profit gets big, we're going to pull the profit off and buy gold miners. Why? Because I do think gold will end up doing what it's done over the last 3,000, 4,000, the whole of recorded human history. And I think gold will be the reserve asset of choice. But there's a chance that I'm wrong. And like I said, there's a lot of wonderful merit to Bitcoin. So the advice I'm going to give you is the same advice I've given all of our listeners and our own clients. If I don't think it's bad for anybody to have a 1% to 2% portfolio allocation. If Bitcoin goes to zero, it costs you 2%. If Bitcoin goes to a million, which it could, it's kind of like Tesla. There are no constraints. But if it were to go to a million, let's say, that 2% in your portfolio is going to make you a lot of money. And that's the way we look at it. Do I encourage you to put all... No, we never want to put all of our money into anything. As a matter of fact, I don't think most people should ever have more than 10% of their portfolio in any single asset. And there are exceptions. But that's the shake on Bitcoin. If you want to get in there, and I'd rather you buy Bitcoin than Tesla because there's a fundamental reason for it. So anyway, we got to go. That's all the time we've got. We're up against a break. As always, you can call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, boercapitalmanagement.com. Sign up for the free webinar coming up January 28th at 3 p.m., you get our whole deal in 30 minutes, find out our bond replacement strategy, how we protect our stock portfolios, expenses, all that stuff. We got to go. Have a wonderful weekend. Go Hawks. And as always, we'll be back next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio podcast on Know Your Risk Radio.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at KnowYourRiskRadio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.